AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Commerce Subcommittee Chair Richard Blumenthal says YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat are offering only tweaks and minor changes in their operations to ensure the safety of young users amid rising concerns over the platform's potential harm to children. Blumenthal says his office created a YouTube account as a teenager.
We watched a few videos about extreme dieting and eating disorders. They were easy to find. YouTube's recommendation algorithm began to promote extreme dieting and eating disorder videos each time we opened the app.
Blumenthal says this is for big tech a big tobacco moment, a moment of reckoning. Moderate Democrat Joe Manchin in the Senate is confident a scaled-back version of President Biden's big tax and spending plan can pass.
I don't know where it's going to end up. I really don't know. I'm hoping at 1-5. I'm fighting for 1-5, and I'm trying to see if we're going to get a piece of legislation. We're all dealing in good faith. The president's put a good outline.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers during a caucus meeting they were on the verge of something major, transformative, historic, and bigger than anything else ever attempted in Congress. Advisors are deliberating whether to recommend a lower dose version of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for kids 5 to 11. Dr. Doran Fink at the FDA says the vaccine could help in this age group.
Currently, they account for approximately 40% of all pediatric COVID-19 cases. And the current case rate in children 5 through 11 years of age is near the highest of any age group.
Food and Drug Administration reviewers say protection would clearly outweigh the risk of a very rare side effect. Sudan's ruling general says the prime minister he deposed in a coup is being held for his own safety and will be likely released soon. But he warned that other members of the dissolved government in Sudan could face trial. This is AP News. Sheriff's deputies making a routine traffic stop in North Florida got a surprise.
The surprise was a grenade. The driver was pulled over for having expired tags, but police spotted a grenade in the truck. The driver said he'd been cleaning out a military veteran's home and found it. Was it active? He said he didn't know. Sheriff's deputies shut down a section of the roadway, then removed the grenade and detonated it. Turns out the driver had a criminal history, including burglary, rape, armed robbery, forgery, grand theft, battery, and giving a false name to law enforcement. The Flagler County Sheriff says, and these are his words, "This idiot is lucky he didn't blow himself or his truck up." He's under arrest, charged with driver's license and drug offenses, pending an investigation into the grenade. I'm Rita Foley.
Japanese Princess Meiko quietly married a commoner without traditional wedding celebrations. It will cost the princess her royal status. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.